I have to really praise the leadership team that we have here, because at the very end of February, we got together and had a conversation about this coronavirus. What is it? How is it going to affect our patient base and our model of primarily volunteer providers, and put some protocols into place immediately? I feel like to a certain extent, we were ahead of the game for our clinic and our patients. We were sending out information to our volunteer providers. We were sending out information to our patients, beginning to figure out what kind of PPE stock we needed to have in place. Our pharmacist and I got together and spoke and said, you know, what meds might be difficult to get? Should we order a 3-month supply instead of our usual 1 month at a time? And we're able to put a lot of those pieces into play going into March. So that's been really great. The thing that's been difficult for us is that we do have a majority of volunteer providers whom we conversed with and said, guys, you know, we need you in the long run. You're in the high risk profile. We need you right now to stay home and stay safe, which reduces our ability to see as many patients as we normally would. However, we're also trying to not have as many in-person visits. We've been finessing that for a while now and coming up with our Wednesday marathon clinics, where we have a 12-hour day with our staff and a few volunteers that are in the low-risk category coming in and providing care to patients either in person or via telehealth.
For someone who doesn't know what the model is of the free clinic and what a volunteer provider is all about, can you kind of explain that?
Sure. So we have one staff nurse practitioner, and then we have a PRN nurse practitioner. So between the two of them, we have about 30 hours a week of paid provider care. The rest of our capacity for seeing patients comes from providers in our community who volunteer at the clinic to see patients on a regular rotating monthly schedule. And that makes up what our capacity is to see patients.
And when you say a provider, you're talking about doctors and nurses, right?
And specialists, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And they come in and just volunteer.
They do. We've had some providers with us practicing since the very beginning when the clinic opened. So people that have been here for 20 plus years providing volunteer care to the community.
Just out of the goodness of their heart.
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah.
Have you had to deal with people coming into the clinic who have coronavirus symptoms? And have you had anyone come through the clinic who's been positive?
We have had presumptive positive cases that we know of, and we are doing a lot of over-the-phone patient care coordination on that, trying to teach those patients how to stay home and isolate, and how to do that in homes that have multi-generational family members living in them, which is difficult for our patient base. We have had patients that we've seen having symptoms that we refer to go and be tested, and have run into a little bit of trouble on our patient side being concerned about going and getting tests. If there's a cost involved, or if they already have a bill at the hospital, there's a fear factor for the patient sometimes in going. And so we've had to do a lot of encouragement of saying, please go, make sure this is happening.
Let's talk a little bit about funding challenges right now that the clinic might be facing with the virus. How has that changed?
The model of our free clinic is we do get a small amount of money from the state for patients that we see. So when we see fewer patients, the funding tends to be less. And that's a great concern. The city budget came out and we weren't a part of the city budget. And the majority of our patients right now are city residents. So that was a concern. And it's a difficult time to fundraise in. However, the community has really had their eye on the clinic and has been touching base with us. I mean, I've received calls from just concerned community members, volunteers, donors that have just said, we want to touch base and see how you guys are doing. What are your needs? And that's been a true testament, again, to how much the clinic means to the community and the community means to the clinic.
You had mentioned that you're offering telehealth now, and I'm wondering if that's something brand new that the clinic's been offering because of the outbreak, and how's that been going?
So it is brand new. What we're doing currently is trying to touch bases with patients over the phone. And because of the nature of our patient base, not everyone has a phone that we're able to reach them on. And not everyone has the understanding or the ability to figure out how to do a video conference visit. And if you're adding language on top of it, as well as the skill set that it takes to figure out how to download the app or how to click on it.
Yeah.
My son, pediatrician, wanted a visit and said, but I want you to take his temperature, his pulse, and his blood pressure before I call you. And I'm thinking, well, I could take his temp.
Right.
but I, you know, I'm not quite sure I'd have the skill set to get everything else correctly. And
yeah.
Unless you have a manual blood pressure cuff in your home, and how many people have that, especially our patient base. It's definitely a learning curve on both sides. So it adds another level of complexity to receiving care. But again, we have Wednesdays. If we can't reach a patient and we need to see them, we have the ability to get them in here on a Wednesday.
And are you kind of telling people, hey, you should probably wear a mask when you come in?
I'm glad you asked that, Chris, because this is my favorite story.
All right.
Our volunteers want to be here so badly, but because we really have agreed that it is for their health and safety and the longevity of them being able to come back, we said stay home. But they keep saying, what can we do to help? What can we do to help? Well, we've had patients come in and need masks, and we've run out of being able to give masks to patients and have them for our providers. So we said, could you guys make masks for us? We received over 350 masks overnight.
Wow.
I mean, we passed out 150 masks the first day because we've got family members that are coming in and they've got children and they have grandma at home and they have mom at home and the whole family needs to be able to have these. And our clinical services director, Meg, told me that after spending that first day passing out masks, she went into a grocery store and ran into one of our patients wearing the mask. And she was like, yes.
I feel like just talking to you today, I get the impression that with your job, you really get an opportunity to see the best of the community.
When I first started at the clinic, I remember in my interview, the board told me that sometimes even our patients were donors. And I just kind of thought, that's a nice thing to say, but maybe it happened once or twice. And then I get to help out at the front desk every now and then. And I have told you that almost every time I've helped out, a patient has made a donation back. And the way they do it is, you know, maybe the first time they came in, they couldn't afford their meds. And so they said, I can't pay for it this time. And then the next time they come in, they say, you know, I couldn't pay for meds last time. Here's the money plus a little. Just keep the change.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. One of our nurses that works here came over one day and said, hey, I just want to make a donation. I just am loving what we're doing. I love seeing the patients come in and made a donation. You really do get to see the best in people and the potential in people. The patients just have great stories of what the clinic has meant to them and how it's helped them get back on their feet in regards to their health and the impact that good health has made on the rest of their quality of life.
Well, you guys are doing beautiful work and so important to the community. Summer Sage, Executive Director of the Harrisonburg Rockingham Free Clinic, thank you for everything and for your time today.
Thank you so much, Chris. I appreciate it.